All right, that brings us to unfinished business. Ordinance 2026-10, an ordinance amending section 4.28.120 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to increase the amount of the single purchase sales tax cap from $1,200 to $5,000, and directing that the proposed amendment be submitted to the qualified voters of the borough. Third reading. If approved in three readings, ordinance 2026-10 would increase the maximum single purchase amount subject to the borough sales tax from $1,200 to $5,000 and submit the question to borough voters at the October 6th, 2026 regular election. The proposed change would increase the maximum sales tax collected on a single transaction from $72 to $300, modernize a cap that has only been adjusted once since 1959, and generate additional revenue to support central borough services, including the Petersburg School District, while still remaining among the lowest tax caps in Southeast Alaska. This is approved on reading one by 6-1 and in second reading by a vote of 5-1. I would entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its third reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Amici and seconded by Member Valentine. A discussion on this third reading. Member Schwartz, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, I was questioning the no vote at the beginning because it's going to go to the qualified voters. I mentioned it last meeting. No two private businesses in this town are equal, and some spend an awful lot more money than others on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis. This is mostly going to fall on the businesses that spend money. And I know a lot of those business owners, and I've talked to quite a few of them, probably more have talked to me about this. I'm understanding the no vote a lot better in this third reading here. I mentioned also that anything that would go to the qualified voters, I'd be in favor of because it goes to the people. Again, conflict, because I can see where that no vote came from. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. Further discussion? I'll just chime in real briefly. I was out on the water this weekend. Actually, let me back up. I flew south on Friday down to Seattle, came back Saturday, and I was in the airport Friday seeing fish boxes lining up. It was lodge transition day, and I know we've talked about fish box tax, so I started mathing out how many dollars in fish box tax that would be. And then I, because I had a lot of time to kill in line, it was about 45 minutes. Then my lens shifted to, okay, if the sales tax cap had been raised, what uncaptured dollars are sitting in the terminal with me at the airport? And my God, that was a lot of money, uncaptured. And I don't disagree with your comments, Member Schwartz, whatsoever, in terms of some of that burden on in-town businesses, no argument for me. But I was seeing those untapped out-of-town resources. The numbers added up quickly. And then I was coming in, I was running crab gear. Gosh, it was just yesterday. We were out in Scow Bay. And saw this yacht, beautiful yacht pulling through, and they're tied up at the Petro. And I shudder to guess how many gallons of gas were in there, but it was more than $72 in taxes, I imagine, if the cap had been raised. Anyway, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll be voting yes, one, because I believe in it, but two, unless I have a very compelling reason not to, I trust the voters to make a decision, so I'll be voting yes to put this on the ballot. Further discussion? Member Newman, you look like you're
on the original no vote. And
that's all right. Floor is yours.
I still maintain that this is going to affect, like Member Schwartz said, you know, a disproportionate, you know, a percentage of the local businessmen who are the backbone of our community. And while I understand that, you know, the borough needs money to maintain things and infrastructure and all that, I just feel like this is not the right move at this time.
So. Thank you, Member Newman. Appreciated. Any other comments from the Assembly? Of course. Member Valentine, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. Yes, it will. Thank you, guys. It will very much disproportionately be on people making the. I own a couple businesses, and it will definitely fall. However, I don't think continuing to defer things after stepping into the borough, finding how long things might have been deferred, just it doesn't change anything for the future. Eventually, the Band-Aid needs to be ripped off, and it's not, this puts us in the middle. This doesn't put us in like the highest in Southeast. It doesn't put us, we're just no longer at the lowest, right? And so you think about the other businesses and their other places. Yes, you know, businesses are the backbone, but I mean, I have recently been getting a lot of people talking to me about like the age of what Petersburg is looking like right now. Will extra borough money help with that? I'd like to think so, yes. But I mean, that's just one of, you know, a ton of other reasons. But I don't think that just continuing to defer this really helps anything. I think that we need to move forward. And I do like that it goes to the voters. So it doesn't really matter what I think. So it'll go to the voters, and the voters will either say yes or no. And my opinion is my opinion. So there you go. Thanks.
Member Valentine. Hang on, Member Newman. Would either Member Mucci or Member Martin like to have the floor before I give it back to a member who's already spoken?
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead. You got one more there, Member Newman. It's all you.
I just want to make a fundamental case for the role of government. I feel like it's the role of our government to incentivize business and not detract and take away from it. We should be promoting business and incentivizing business so that, you know, they have residual effects from that economically, instead of taxing the ones that are supporting us. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
You'll leave it at that. Thank you, Member Newman. Regarding that, we'll have the clerk call the roll.
Vice Mayor Stan Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman? Member Schwartz?
No.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
The ordinance passes its third reading on a 4-2 line, and that will go before the voters in October. And the two no's were Member Newman and Member Schwartz. Moving on to the next item, Ordinance 2026-11, an ordinance updating Charter 14.08, of the Municipal Code entitled Sewer Utility, third reading. If approved in three readings, Ordinance 2026-11 would update sewer utility service rates for 2027 through 2030 based on the annual rate review, reflecting higher projected operating costs and planned capital needs. The changes amend Section 14.08.320A of the Municipal Code to establish updated service charges and commodity rates to support long-term financial sustainability of the sewer utility. A memo from Assistant Director Rummel is attached to this agenda item. Ordinance 2026-11 was unanimously approved in its first reading and unanimously approved as amended in second reading. I entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its third reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Mucci and second by Member Valentine. Any discussion on this item in its third and final reading? Member Mucci, I see you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You bet.
I had some questions at the last meeting regarding the Baxter service and the portable toilet service and the marine pumping service. And I spent some time on the phone with Director Merle, and he walked me through the process, and I'm comfortable as I can be with the rate increase, but I'm comfortable with those three sections in this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Mucci. Any further discussion on this third reading? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes. And that passes unanimously in its third and final reading. Oftentimes we take a break before new business. What do you guys think? You want to plow ahead? Do you want to take five? What's the feel of the assembly? Charge ahead, it says Newman. We're charging ahead. I work for you, Member Valentine. All right, we're going to keep plugging. I happen to agree. All right, new business. Item A, Ordinance 2026-13, an ordinance authorizing the borough to issue electric utility revenue bonds in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $3,315,000 to finance the Scow Bay Standby Generation Project and directing that this matter be submitted to the qualified voters for consideration at the next regular election to be held on October 6, 2026. This is the first reading. Petersburg Municipal Power and Light is requesting approval of this ordinance authorizing the issuance of revenue bonds, the amount of $3,315,000 for the completion of the Scow Bay Standby Generator Project. Construction costs, construction cost increases since the project's initiation caused a dramatic budget shortfall that would be funded through this bond issuance. If approved by the Assembly in three readings, the question of issuing the revenue bond debt will be placed on the October 6, 2026 local ballot for consideration by Petersburg voters. I would entertain motion to approve this ordinance in its first reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Newman. Discussion. Member Mucci, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this, similar to the sales tax cap, this will be going to the vote of the public if it moves forward. But if we do pass this revenue bond, how is the bond paid back? Is it paid back through, maybe that's just a good enough question. How is this paid back? Thank you.
One of the, either the one on his way out or the one on his way in care to handle it? It's all, the floor is yours.
Mayor, that's a good question. This bond will be repaid through revenues of the electric utility. Solely, it is a revenue bond, not a general obligation bond. A general obligation bond requires taxpayer backing, but this is a ratepayer issue. So the rates in the electric department will pay the debt on this. So over the next 20 years, there'll be debt payments every year.
And I guess just a follow-up, Mr. Mayor.
Feel free.
And so are we talking then a rate increase to cover this? Is that what you're saying?
No, the Assembly just approved a rate increase,
yes,
for the electric utility. This bond was actually factored into the rate study already. So
great.
No additional increase due to this bond.
Thank you very much.
Just briefly on my end, I'll be voting yes. Stable electricity is a critical infrastructure for our community. Also, it's the first reading. If members of the public would like to show up at the next meeting, that is the time of public hearing. We always, the more feedback, the better, as always. I'll be voting yes. Further discussion from the Assembly? The clerk, please call the roll on this first reading.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Member Mucci.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
Yes.
2026-13 passes unanimously in its first reading. Bring us to item B of new business, ordinance 2026-14, an ordinance amending Title 19 zoning of the Petersburg Municipal Code to regulate wireless communication facilities and other towers and transmitters. This will be the first reading. If approved in three readings, this ordinance would establish zoning and permitting standards for wireless communication facilities and other towers. It requires these facilities to be reviewed as conditional uses. Sorry, I lost track of myself right there. Conditional uses providing public notice and planning commission review and approval while remaining consistent with the Federal Telecommunications Act of 1996 and related regulations. The ordinance creates a new chapter of the municipal code governing wireless facilities. It would prioritize co-location, sets development standards, and provides a waiver procedure if strict adherence to the development standards would require technically impossible designs, cause structural instability, or result in an inability to close a significant coverage gap or leave coverage area functionally unable to handle emergency calls. It is intended to balance the community's need for reliable wireless and other communication services with public safety and aesthetic concerns. A memo from Director Cabrera is attached to this item. A map illustrating the proposed 1,500-foot separation distances from schools and licensed childcare facilities required by the ordinance may be available at the meeting. I would entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its first reading.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Member Mucci, since you made the motion, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a series of five amendments to this ordinance in its first reading.
Proceed.
Okay, so the first amendment that I would like to propose is on page 42 of the agenda, but it's on page 11 of the ordinance.
All right, page 11 of the ordinance, Roger.
Yep, it's letter number N is November from the top. And it talks about significant coverage gap. And then it says a WCF shall be placed, constructed, or installed only to fill a, and then insert the word carriers, significant coverage gap in the least intrusive manner available.
So is there a second to inserting the word carriers into that sentence? I didn't see who said that one. Member Newman. Yep, it's been made, motion. This amendment was made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Newman. Discussion on the amendment.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, this is, you know, it clarifies that the it's the carrier's coverage gap, and it's not the borough's coverage gap, and it just kind of it makes it a little bit more clear. Do I have that right?
Yep. Yep,
that covers it. Thank you.
Any further discussion on that language amendment? Will the clerk please call the roll on that amendment?
Member Mucci.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
All right, that amendment passes on a 6-0 basis. We're back to the main motion, but Member Mucci, I'm just going to keep you at the floor if you want to keep chugging through amendments, sir.
Thank you.
You bet.
The second change is on page 12 of 17, page 43 of the agenda packet. Letter D at the top of the page. I'm proposing to remove the words in paragraph D, following the public hearing, and remove those words and start that sentence with notwithstanding the requirements. And so that sentence would start with notwithstanding the requirements. So remove the words following the public hearing and.
Roger that, striking that language and starting the sentence with notwithstanding. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
The amendment was made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Newman. Discussion on this amendment. Member Mucci, you obviously feel no obligation, but what was the intent of the amendment?
It's just, it clears things up. It takes away, the Planning Commission shall grant or reject the WCF conditional use permit application within a previously reasonable period of time. So this just kind of, it's a more concise sentence as far as I understand that.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Any further discussion on the amendment?
I feel like it's a matter of protocol.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Seeing no more, then have the clerk call the roll on this second amendment.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Member Mucci.
Yes.
The amendment passes unanimously. We're back to the main motion. Proceed at your leisure, Member Mucci.
Yes, the third amendment I'd like to make is on page 13 of 17 of the ordinance, on page 44, under section C. I would like to add at the end of section C the sentence that says determinations of compliance here under shall be made by the FCC. And the borough is not responsible for enforcing or interpreting FCC requirements.
Adding that sentence at the end, yes? Member Mucci, to clarify?
Yes.
So that's for amending 19.58.080. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Member the amendment was made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Discussion on the amendment.
Can you say that again, Mr. Mucci?
Sure.
Member Mucci.
Adding the sentence, determination of compliance here under shall be made by the FCC, and the borough is not responsible for enforcing or interpreting FCC requirements.
Roger that. Further discussion on the amendment, or the member Mucci would like to discuss the reasoning behind it any further? Well, again, feel no obligation to.
Sure, it's, it just says the determination of compliance. It just, amendment clarifies that's the FCC and not the borough who determines whether the carrier is meeting the FCC compliance.
Roger that. Thank you for that clarification, sir. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll on this third amendment?
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Mucci.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
Yes. That amendment also passes unanimously. Looks like there's one more you had your eye on there, Member Mucci, if you
yeah,
wanted to.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had two more here, but the fourth one I have here is located on page 17 of 17, page 48 of the agenda packet. It's under section 1B. And what it's doing under the sensitive area setbacks, it's removing the words assisted living facility and putting licensed childcare facility and removing the words children's nursery or hospital.
To reflect that, striking the words assisted living facility and adding in or licensed childcare facility, striking the words children nursery or hospital.
Yes.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
So amendment's been made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Newman. Discussion on the amendment?
Yeah, so Mr. Mayor, all this change here is reflecting earlier in the ordinance the same verbiage. It's already in there, but we missed this. And so this is just going to reflect what's already back in the ordinance.
In terms of sensitive area setback language?
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion on the amendment? I have some heartache with that, even though we're still talking about a 1,500-foot barrier. And given the fact that one of them is on top of an existing school already, that's fine. It's the first reading. I can go with it, I guess. The clerk, please call the roll on the amendment.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Mucci.
Yes.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
No.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Excuse me. The amendment passes 5-1 with Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor opposed. You had one more, Member Mucci. The
yes,
floor
I did,
is yours.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. The last one I have is on the same page, same paragraph. Page 17 of 17, page 48 of the agenda. It's under setbacks. It's number 1B, and it's in relationship to the 1,500-foot setback minimum. And I'd like to remove the 1,500-foot and replace it with 500-foot setback.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Amendment's been made by Member Mucci and seconded by Member Newman. Apologies, Member Mucci, I didn't have that on mine.
Thank you, Mr.
Cheat
Mayor.
Sheet. So that
either did I.
It's okay. I wasn't just missing something. Anyway, discussion on the amendment to change the setbacks from 1,500 to 500.
Okay, so since the last meeting, there's been some developments, I guess you could say. There's been some emails, and the emails from some of these companies basically getting their perspective and realizing after going back and reviewing the ordinance, the previous ordinance, and then this ordinance with the proposed changes. And I realized that this ordinance is extraordinarily restrictive. Okay, so more restrictive than Juneau. We don't allow, we won't allow it in any zoning of residential areas. So it's already being restricted to commercial and industrial. So that kind of changes the dynamic of the land that is available
And then you couple that with these setbacks, and it further complicates the issue. And then when you add in the provision for the towers, theoretically, the 110% of the height of the tower, all of a sudden, I got no place to go. So we have a waiver. The waiver gives us an out, basically. Gives them an out, because when they come to get the conditional use permit, and then they start looking at places, thinking, well, can't go here, can't go here, can't go here. Pretty soon, they got no place to go. The intent of the ordinance is to help navigate them to the least intrusive area. If they keep getting doors closed because of these restrictions, then they're going to be forced to take advantage of the waiver. And the waiver process, I really feel, will put a future assembly in a hard position. Because now all of a sudden, they're going to have to make a decision that nobody's going to like. And the intent of the ordinance has not been achieved. So what, it's not popular, but I feel like we need to back up a little bit, change things a little bit so it's less restrictive, and hopefully we can navigate them to a better position so that we won't end up in court. Because as it stands, the way this is written, it's already been expressed to us that we are in violation of the Federal Telecommunication Act of 1996.
Member Newman, Member Schwartz, been waiting patiently.
The floor is yours, sir.
And again, this is on the specifically to the amendment of removing it from 1,500 to 500 feet.
Thank you.
You bet.
The whole reason that we have this ordinance before us right now is because of an outcry from the public for a multitude of reasons. Some you couldn't even mention, like safety. So then it had to become something else. If we're going to go least restrictive, why don't we go 150 feet? Why don't I go 75 past where it might fall in their house? So I don't know. I understand. We heard about it in November and December. Oh, lawsuits, this and that, court. It's being fought all over the nation, so I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. Just briefly, I do support this amendment. As those who are listening at the last meeting when we discussed this ordinance, that was my primary reason of voting no. I didn't feel like going through a full amendment process during that meeting. My thinking at the time was to either have planning and zoning look at it, or legal counsel. So I feel like this is an important amendment for the very specific reasons Member Newman mentioned. Any further discussion on said amendment? Member Valentine.
Thank you. Thank you for that detailed explanation. We have been getting a lot of emails about this. And what you said it really well, and I hope the public can hear that too, is that we're still under old regulation that we all agree is too old. That's federal, right? We can't say no to something, to this the tower thing. That's what everyone wants, but it's not necessarily what we can do, right? So where we sit. So this 500 really starts moving them in this direction till now it starts narrowing down, and then hopefully these other carriers can look into other land options that might not be within the borough's control, right? This doesn't work, but okay, now it's clearly funneling us to different land options that maybe the borough is not in part of, which hopefully in turn kind of gets what we're trying to accomplish here. I really like that, but I just wanted to remind that it's easy for us to say no out here, no towers, but we are stopped from doing that. So this makes sense, and you explained it well. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Valentine. Any further discussion on this specific amendment to reduce the feet from 1,500 to 500?
I have one.
Please, Member Martin, the floor is yours, sir.
Thanks. Yeah, I've asked the 1,500-foot advocates to give me justification, and some of them have, and I guess I would ask the same of the justification for 500. Where does that come from, or is it? It seems like a lot of these are somewhat arbitrary, but I'm interested if that went through some sort of a different process to be derived.
Thank you, Member Martin. Member Mucci, again, feel no obligation to respond, but since you're the one who made me the amendment, feel free. Otherwise, I'll gladly speak to it.
Yeah, I don't need to speak to it right now.
Cool. Again, I'm no borough attorney. I think from my own perspective, I think it is, you're on the right track, that it feels arbitrary to me. I'll try not to stray too far into the main topic, but I have some serious concerns with the ordinance still in its existing form over being FCC compliant. But whether this gets us all the way compliant or not, to me, it feels like a closer step. But Member Newman, you wanted to speak again. Go ahead if you'd like, sir.
I'll address the
please the
question by Assembly Member Martin.
Excellent.
So I did. I posed that question to Director Cabrera, and the way I posed it was, if we reduce the setback from 1,500 to 500, will that make more land available to these companies? And her answer was yes.
There you go. Does that answer your question, Member Martin, or at least somewhat so?
Yeah, I think so. I just wonder still if the justification is sensitivity, how do we justify any number, I guess, other than the tower falling on a sensitive area?
Fair.
Still that 110% of the height of the tower requirement in the, so there's that, and then there's the 500 feet from the change to the previous change we just made under setbacks.
And again, this is also just the first reading of said ordinance as well. Member Mucci, one more time, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll support this amendment. Yeah, like this last go round, I'll probably spend 2 weeks trying to figure out if it makes sense to me. But yeah, for the sake of this meeting and moving it to the second reading and spending some time checking on that 500 foot, yeah, I'm going to support this. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Mucci. Any further discussion by the Assembly on the amendment? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll on the amendment?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
No.
The amendment passes on a 5-1 basis with Member Schwartz against. Now, therefore, bringing us back to the main motion as amended times 5. Discussion on the main motion as amended times 5. Member Mucci, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I asked to have this brought back up because I didn't feel well after the last meeting, and I know we've been talking about this since October, or I have, and without this in place to help us sort out all these different things that are coming towards the community, it makes me very, very nervous. We've got Power and Light working on a large electrical user update ordinances for big projects that might think about coming to Petersburg, and we are seeing an increase in the need or the perceived need of cell towers in town, and without any type of guidelines here, a good example is that public meeting that I went to last week for another carrier who bought a piece of land across the street from the ferry terminal is putting a cell tower up. They're going to start in September. They're going to have it up by the end of the year. And here we are struggling to get this ordinance moving through, and I am comfortable with this ordinance at this point. And I imagine that we'll be hearing from some people who aren't comfortable and who might want some changes. And for me, that's just part of the process here. So I am voting in favor of this. I am comfortable with this ordinance. And I will be voting yes on it.
Thank you, Member Minucci. Further discussion from the Assembly on the main motion. Member Schwartz.
Yeah, you know the part I'm uncomfortable with. So first reading, I'll vote in favor of it, but I don't think this is over. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Member Schwartz. Further discussion from the Assembly in this first reading. Member Newman, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, from day one, many months ago now, I've advocated that this is the tool in the toolbox that will help us navigate, you know, this issue. And while I agree this is not perfect, I think it's I think we're a lot farther ahead than we were previously, because we basically have no say, no control, you know, with what's in the code. So yeah, we got three readings. I appreciate the time and effort that Assemblymember Minucci has put into this, and has really helped us focus on the fact of the matter and specific issues and wording, and meeting with everybody in the borough attorney to put us in a lot better place. So I appreciate that, and I will be voting yes for this.
Thank you, Member Newman. Further discussion from the Assembly. Member Martin, I see your wonderful yellow hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
Hey. Yeah, I'm glad it's back on again. I think it does start a public process, which we didn't have for Mill Road or this the other one we're talking about by the ferry terminal. So I'll be voting yes.
Thank you, Member Martin. Any further discussion on the main motion? I'll just briefly chime in. I'll be very upfront. I was very against this actually coming back so quickly, not because I have any aversion. I think Member Newman phrased it quite aptly. We need to have some controls in place. My concerns are more of, instead of just doing something, I want to make sure we do the right thing. That's why I voted no in the previous one. I thought it was riddled with major federal holes. I would rather have this gone through further through legal counsel, potentially through FCC counsel. Even, you know, the one that came before us still at 1,500 feet, I would rather have had a polished product before us. I'm going to be voting yes tonight. It's first reading. I generally do when I get before the public hearing, but I imagine we'll be hearing from some of the telecommunication companies on this amended version to see how that feels for them. No, I'm not some shill of the telecommunication industry, but I think we need to be very cognizant of federal law, and I look forward to gathering data over the coming weeks. Without seeing any further discussion, will please call the roll on this main motion as amended.
Member Minucci.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton-Gregor.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Ordinance 2026-14 passes unanimously 6-0 in its first reading. Bring us to item C, resolution 2026-16. A resolution approving the sale of a borough parcel to the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska doing business as Title Network. At the request of Member Minucci, resolution 2026-16 has been placed on the agenda. This resolution was previously considered at the June 1st, 2026 Assembly meeting and did not pass. It failed on a 2-4 basis. If approved, resolution 2026-16 would authorize the sale of an approximately 0.23-acre borough-owned parcel in the Petersburg Borough to the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska doing business as Title Network under the terms of the attached contract of sale. I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution for sale.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Minucci and seconded by Member Newman. Discussion. Member Minucci, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
I put this on here, obviously. While I'm not, I wish this tower was going somewhere else that didn't have so much controversy around it, around somewhere different, but Title has come forward and wants to buy this piece of property. I think when I look at other places in that general area, this piece I'm comfortable with. I've gone through looking at the Petersburg property viewer days on end, trying to figure out the distances from the proposed site. to the childcare facilities and the hospital. And I've heard positive things for the borough regarding public safety equipment on it. That is important to me. And this piece is kind of out of the way for me. And I don't know if the word's comfortable, but I am supporting this resolution tonight.
Thank you, Member Mucci. Further discussion? Member Valentine, the floor is yours, sir.
I was not here for the last meeting, so I apologize about that. So here we are with this. This has been quite burdensome on, I mean, every assembly member here. And it gives me like heartburn trying to figure out what the best move is. We have a lot of public input, and I respect that. We have people that have showed up here every single meeting giving different views and things like this for us to think about. And I mean, that is huge. I mean, that gets us thinking about other things. And then we have the borough side of things, and then the FCC side of things. And then I was thinking a lot, and I've tried different kind of avenues about this. For example, I was curious when we were thinking, you know, there's public safety concerns, and if I'm correct on this, they waived sovereign immunity. They have waived sovereign immunity. And so with this tower here, where it's located, I was always wondering whether or not, is the tower the issue, or is it 5G the issue? Because we keep kind of turning back to carriers and 5G. Tidal Network currently, the way this has been written to us, is going to be offering Starlink to the community with the option to possibly lease below it. If we attended the GCI meeting, and I had heard about it, I did not attend, but I got a lot of facts from it, it sounds like no carrier wants to lease a tower, right? No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the GCI has no interest in doing that. I don't talk to T-Mobile or AT&T or any of those guys. But if that's the case and this tower goes up, then will 5G go up? It makes you wonder. But then we talked about earlier, some people brought up fact and fear. Well, are we, according to the thing that they proposed to us, they are going to give us Starlink via this tower. So that's fact, right? And then the fear part is like, the fear is the 5G to come to our shores. Currently, we're sitting at LTE, which I honestly don't know the difference. But I'm just talking now because I wasn't here in the last, and I'm kind of viewing how my brain is working on this. And although it would be great if this just never existed for us, it's going to be what our future holds. We're going to get more of these coming up. And that current location does not bother me as much as the new one that has just been proposed to us. Not to us, just in general, just to the public, right? Because that's literally on top of somebody's house. This one has setbacks, I think, at least from the childhood center, if I remember right, at least over 500. But then it's like, at what point is it acceptable? What would the public like to see? Is, in general, no? Is that just what we want? That's just no towers whatsoever, no tech future. Is that basically what everyone's waiting for? But that's the hard part. And so with this currently sitting in front of me, and the ordinance that's going to help us for the future, and the concerns that we are bringing up today, this has been very, very difficult. And I respect everybody that's given their responses to us and given us a lot of information, and so moving forward, we will see how this goes. But it's been interesting, and this one up there although I won't love seeing it per se, I don't see it being the worst. It's like the lesser of all evils to me, I guess. But anyhow, it's been tough, and I want the public to know that it has been very tough, and we're all the members up here are trying their best to put public concern out there as well as what we are regulated to do as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Member Valentine. Further discussion from the Assembly. Member Schwartz.
Yeah, they said at a meeting they'd like to lease space on it, so eventually they'll lease space on it. That's the way it's going to go. I mean, it's a business. If you want to lease space, lease space. Yeah, they said they wanted to. But anyway, that being said, I don't want to see it right on top of somebody's house. I'm not fearful. I've heard fear 15 times. It's concerning. It's irritating. But I don't want to see it on top of someone's house. I voted no last time, but probably vote yes this time.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. Member Newman.
I have to admit that last meeting was, this vote came down to a pretty crazy vote. And, I literally said I was going to vote for it, and 3 minutes later I voted no. But I was able to vote on a very personal level because at that point, because there wasn't a full assembly, my vote didn't matter what I voted. It wasn't going to pass. Didn't have 4 votes. So on a personal level, no, I don't want it there. But I'm not here to decide things on a personal level. I'm here to decide what's best for the community and the people. And I'm afraid, as others are, I think, of the law of unintended consequences. And this is a known factor. And I think it's like it's been said more than once. It's the least bad of all the bad places. So and I don't think it's really that bad. There already is one up there, much, much closer to assisted living and a grocery store and Lincoln Heights housing. So this at least has some distance, and I think positive benefit for communication to the borough. So I'll be voting yes.
Thank you, Member Newman. Member Martin, I see the yellow hand. The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, well said, Member Newman. 2 weeks ago, I voted no. I was looking back at how the whole thing happened and following through on some things I'd said, and looking forward on its own merits. I think it's a better site than the ones that have been sprouting up organically without borough involvement. So it's not a terrible spot. And I'm no longer opposed.
Thank you, Member Martin. I guess I'll go last before we call the roll. I will not rehash every argument I've made in favor of approving this over the last 10 months. I was disappointed it didn't pass last time. And if I'm to be honest, I was disappointed it was brought back up. It's like, all right, cool. We're going to vote no. Let's put our foot down and move on. That said, I'm going to vote yes. It's something I believe in. I think it is the best location. Again, I've said that several times. I understand the pressure sometimes we as assembly members can feel, and I don't know what played into it the way we direction we went last time. Doesn't matter, it came back. I just want to briefly touch on a thing that I was glad Chief Kerr spoke tonight about, you know, from the public safety aspect. That's real stuff. We live on an island where communication is very important for public safety, and I'm glad Chief really drove home that point, because I think it's important for members of the public also to hear, because it's important. It's infrastructure. It's safety infrastructure. And I think it's also, we don't know what's coming down the pike 10 years from now, 15 years from now. I think having infrastructure in place is critically important. Again, I know I've said these things several times. And on the, to go back to my original argument for this, I don't think it's a borough's place to inserting itself into private business or into businesses where people are following the rules and doing what they're supposed to do. I don't think that's the role of government. We can curate things. We can find good neighbors. And I think we have here. So we've gone around the horn. The clerk, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Stan Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Michi?
Yes.
The resolution
Passes unanimously on a 6-0 mark. That brings us on to item D, resolution 2026-17, a resolution of the Petersburg Borough Assembly amending the current regular assembly meeting schedule to provide that both regular meetings in the months of May through September will be held at 6 p.m. If approved, this resolution would revise the assembly's meeting schedule to hold regular meetings on the first and third Mondays at 6 p.m. from May through September, with the October through April schedule unchanged. This agenda item was requested by Member Mitri. Is there a motion to approve this resolution?
So move.
Second.
A motion been made by Member Mitri and seconded by Member Valentine. Member Mitri, since this was your resolution, the floor is yours if you'd like it.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, we had a little bit of discussion about this at the last meeting, and honestly, I've been on both sides of this issue many times, and I told myself I wasn't whatever the assembly wanted to do. But, you know, for me, I hear all the time that, not all the time, but people are talking to me about meetings, or if they listen to them, that they can't come at the noon meetings because they only have an hour for lunch and whatever stuff. And some people can't come in the evenings because it's too dark during the winter. And a lot, several of the assembly members and are commercial fishermen and have businesses that have them busy all day long. As somebody who's retired, I could go to a noon meeting and a 6 o'clock meeting, but honestly, those 12 o'clock meetings don't give me much time Monday morning to kind of make sure everything's together for my noon meeting. So I'm in favor of this. It's just from May through September, or with the October through April times unchanged. So I just wanted to see if there was support for it. I won't be too upset one way or the other, but I just wanted to see if there was any support for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Mitri. I'll chime in briefly. I'm definitely not in favor of this. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it either way, but as a self-employed person, neither time is great for me because I'm busy. Any of us who are elected officials and working do give donate a lot of our time to this role. I've said this several times, and I'm going to stick with it. I think it is the perfect compromise because no one's totally satisfied. Those are the best compromises when neither party is totally satisfied. Two examples. I hear that also, Member Mitri, that some folks are like, oh, I can't come to a noon meeting because I'm at work. A lot of parents with kids, you know, the kids are in childcare. That's when they want to pop in or call in because at home they're making dinner for their kids. And the idea of coming in during that time is far from convenient. So it cuts both ways. And on a personal level too, in the summer, I think staff wants to get out of here sometimes and not be here till 8 p.m. And that's a real thing. I know the staff will do what we ask, but I respect the efforts they put into them to their job so much. I think that compromise is great for them too. You know, one evening with their families, one day while they're, you know, middle of the day on the clock. I don't want to overplay that one, but having at one time been a non-self-employed person and having to do later in the day extra things as a salaried person, it can wear you out. And so I want to be very mindful of them too. So again, even though noon and six isn't super fun, I think it's the best compromise because no one's totally satisfied. So I'll be voting no. Further discussion? Member Newman.
This really affects me because I probably won't be able to make any more noon meetings for the rest of the summer. So I feel like I'm not doing the role that I've been, you know, voted on to do by having noon meetings. So, yeah, I agree with your comments, though. It cuts both ways, and there's no perfect answer. But I think we do better work when we are all here together. And there's a synergy that we use together, and we don't have that when we're all broken up. So anyway, I'm going to vote yes.
Thank you, Member Newman. Member Martin, your hand is up, sir.
Member Newman's on fire this evening. I agree. I'm for it.
Thank you, Member Martin. Further discussion?
You know I'm for it. So.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. Further discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mitri.
Yes.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton-Greger.
Nope.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
The resolution passes on a 5-1 basis. The basis with Vice Member Stanton-Greger opposed. Moving on to communications.
Correspondence received since May 28th, 2026 is on the borough website for those who care to peruse it, which brings us to assembly discussion items. Item A, monthly department presentations. This agenda item was requested by Member Mucci. The discussion is intended to support assembly understanding of how the level of service the assembly wishes to maintain. Discussion of implementing monthly department presentations beginning in October. Purpose of these presentations would be to improve assembly understanding of department operations, service levels, and strategic priorities in advance of the budget process. Proposed presentations would include an overview of each department's mission and staffing, recent accomplishments, current operations, financial status, capital projects, challenges, planning priorities, performance measures, future trends, and community benefits. A list of the presentation topics is attached to this agenda. Before I give the floor to Member Mucci for his discussion item, just a reminder for us on the assembly and those listening at home, this is not an action item. No decisions will be made on this evening. Member Mucci would like to turn this into an action item. He can do so at a later date. So we're just speaking in the hypothetical right now, and with that, the floor is yours, Member Mucci.
Absolutely. It's hypothetical. Over the last several weeks or months, I've been going through the budget process, and you know, I'm guilty of this, that I never ask enough questions about how things work with the borough. I understand how things work, but the community is always asking us to, you need to cut, you need to reduce, you need to cut. And the purpose of this month, and Manager Giesbrick and I had a conversation about it. I might have not worded this as smoothly as I wanted to, but what I was hoping for is to see a schedule where department heads could come in through the winter, each department, it doesn't have to happen every year, but maybe once every 3 years, and explain what they do, how many employees they have, rolling stock, customers they serve, and have an opportunity for assembly to ask them questions on in a give and take kind of conversation. Because Member Martin brought up a good point when we passed the budget in this third reading last go around, is that, you know, we did pass a balanced budget, but it was balanced on rate increases and I can't remember the other thing, but you know, LN property assessments. So while it looks all good, we're still not digging into it, trying to figure out how to find cost savings for the borough. And I know it's not a business, but a lot of people who are business people in town think that there's places that we could look to maybe make things a little bit more streamlined, and I think this would be a start in that conversation. And while it's just a rough draft, I just wanted to get this out to the assembly's thought process so they could start thinking about it, and I'll bring it up as an action item probably a little later, but I wanted folks to kind of at least think about it. So if there is some support for it, I'd sit down with a Manager Giesbrick and try and figure out how we could get that information to the assembly. Thank you.
Duly noted, Member Mucci, you have planted the seed. Member Valentine, you had your hand out.
Thank you. I don't think it's ever really a bad thing to hear what's going on. I think we hear a lot from Manager Giesbrick's report. So I would be against monthly, and maybe quarterly is probably a little bit more, probably a little better. But then again, you know, once a year we get the big presentation from Waterworks, or is that once a year? Is that just happened to be okay? Yeah, so we got Waterworks, which helps us. And anyways, I'm not necessarily opposed to having, you know, some nice good conversation, but I feel like, I guess I would have to have more public input because it's more for the public, right? Like at this point.
Speaking about us for the assembly, not like a town hall meeting, but for us to, and Member Mucci, of course, cut me off if I'm speaking out of line, to help us better prepare ourselves.
Right. And yeah, I don't know. Regardless, I'm not for monthly. I'd be more quarterly or biannually.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Member Valentine. Member Schwartz.
Well, yeah, I think it's good to be looking at efficiency and make things as efficient as possible. I also think that it would highlight a lot of the challenges that these different departments have. You know, it was triggered a little bit this winter when somebody said they were criticizing the snow removal. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, buddy, you take some equipment, five guys, and you have all the roads cleared by, you know, 8 a.m. when they start at 2. And it's a challenging job, and I thought they did an excellent job considering the snowfall we had. It would also highlight a lot of the good things that are happening within the borough and the different departments, you know. So, and I'm with Jeff. I'd like to know more. I don't go visit the departments. Got other things to do, but that would be a good opportunity, quarterly or something. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Schwartz. Any further discussion? Member Martin, I see your hand.
Yeah, I like the general idea, but I think we could probably focus that list way down to some more, a tighter list of things that we really need to make decisions on, and not just be careful with creating work for the department heads. Let's make sure it's stuff we really are seeking.
Understood. Thanks, Mayor Martin. Much appreciated. Yeah, just briefly on my end, I look forward to an action item that Member Mucci brings before us. I would be very cognizant of borough staff time. One of the things I like from my time on the assembly of working with borough staff is they're very giving of their time. I can't think of a time when I've had a question for a department head. They haven't been able to schedule either a phone call or a meeting with me. Some department heads I don't meet with a whole lot. I read their memos, makes sense. I don't need to bug them and be redundant about it. Sometimes there are legitimate questions, and at face value, it doesn't seem particularly useful to me, but that's just me. I think I see where Member Michi's coming from, because again, even today, I spoke to two of the department heads today, and I try to be efficient with my time so I can make reasonably wise decisions while I'm up here. So anyway, in short, I look forward to seeing what you bring before us, Member Mucci.
Thank you.
Yep. Assembly member comments on this fair evening. I'm going to see none and go right to recognitions. Member Mucci for recognitions. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. We've already talked about Carl more than enough. But
I'll do it, though. It's good.
I've known Carl since I moved here back in the early 80s, and I knew Carl. I was introduced to Carl when we did two-person basketball up at the community or at the high school gym, and we ran up and down the court till I couldn't, you know, for probably 20, 25 years, and he was unflappable on the basketball court. He was so steady. It was just, and then I knew him when he became his public works role, and I watched him through his whole career, ending up at Power and Light, and, you know, he helped us through a very uncomfortable time in this community that I honestly can't think of anybody else who could have helped us through that time, anybody other than Carl, and I will always be appreciative of Carl. I'm going to miss Carl for his honesty and his ability to tell me things that sometimes I don't want to hear, and we just had a conversation about a week and a half ago that it was very heated for about 15 or 20 minutes. And by the time we ended up it, we had both calmed down a little bit, and he understood where I was coming from, and I understood where he was coming from. And we continue to be friends, and I'm going to miss him. And I'm glad we have him in the community, and I wish him a lot of good health and fun times in his retirement. Thank you, Carl.
Well said, sir. Further comments or recognitions. Member Newman.
I would like to give a huge shout out to the Petersburg Viking baseball team, Division II runner-up to a state championship. They had a tremendous season this year. You know, they went from last year of not having a single win to this close to a state championship. And like to give a shout out to Coach Engel, Coach Briner, and the three seniors that have graduated are going to be moving on: Nathan Kerr, Logan Tau, and Aiden Knudsen. Huge amount of effort. Those boys poured their heart out, and they did amazing this year.
Really glad you give that recognition, Member Newman. Yeah, that's stellar all the way around. Any other recognitions on this fair evening? Before I move to adjourn, it's one last one for you, Carl. I am a better human and better assemblyman for having known you, man, and having worked with you. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Nice work, everyone.
Thank you.